Okay, being that we stand here today, Chaf Hei Elul, which is the day of Brias HaOlam. If you do the math, but Adam HaRishon was created on Rosh Hashanah, and if you go backwards, day one of creation was today. It's time to focus, time to learn the messages that we can think about these last few days of the year. One thought before we get into the tonight's topic that I saw last night in a Sefer. You know, the pasuk says in Navi, Aryeh Yishag Mi Lo Yira. A lion roars. Who's not scared when a lion roars? Aryeh Yishag Mi Lo Yira. And the Bali Musar say, Aryeh stands for Elul Rosh Hashanah Yom HaKippurim. It's a lion, but Aryeh, many Sfarim point out, Aryeh stands for Elul Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim. And the marshal given is that, let's say you're walking down the street and all of a sudden you happen to see a stray lion walking down the street. We're going to be like, oh, I won't be able to move, we'll be scared, we'll jump, we'll go crazy. What's happened? There's a lion there. And yet, if I take my kids to the zoo, and they say, the first thing we say, oh, are there lions here? And we'll run to the lions, and we'll be so excited, we'll make faces at them, we'll laugh at them, and it'll be great to look at. And it's both lions. What's the difference if you see a lion on the street, and you're like scared, and we're like run away, we don't know what to do, and if we see a lion in the zoo, they're both lions. The explanation given is that in the zoo there's a mechitza between me and the lion. There's a break, there's a hefsek. As long as there's a mechitza between me and the lion, I don't take the lion so seriously. You know, it's okay, I'll relax. Behind the mechitza, it's not really connected to me. I don't really have any shaychus to it. It's a hefsek. But if there's no hefsek, the lion's right in front of me. There's no cage, there's no wall, there's nothing. Oh my goodness, I'm so scared. Aryeh Yishag Mi Lo Yira. If I have a hefsek between me and Elul, if I have a hefsek between me and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, okay, this is not so scary. There's a wall there, there's a cage. That's Rosh Hashanah and this is me. That's Elul. But our avoda now is to break down any mechitzas. Our avoda is to make sure it's right in front of us. We experience the Elul and the Rosh Hashanah and the Yom Kippur. No, it's not in a cage, it's right there. Aryeh Mi Lo Yira. So if we have that, Milo Yira, who is not scared? And scared again in the most positive way. You know, Yalim no Royim doesn't mean scary days, they mean awesome days. We must be awed by the power of these days. Every day that we have in Elul, and every day that we have the first 10 days of next year, coming up in Rosh Hashanah and Aseret Yemei Teshuva. So let's start our discussion of one aspect. There's a lot to talk about, but one aspect of the Yom HaDin, which this year will only come up on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, being it's a Rosh Hashanah Shekhaliyas B'Shabbos, but it is a message that rings true every year. First source, Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tezayin, source number one, Imru Lefanai B'Rosh Hashanah, Malchi Zechronos V'Shofros. Say before me, Malchi Zechronos V'Shofros, we know the special Shmon Esrei of Rosh Hashanah, the only time we say a Shmon Esrei of 9 brachas. Every other Shmon Esrei throughout the year is either 7 or 19. Rosh Hashanah has a 9 brachas Shmon Esrei. The Baal Amor says that Shmon Esrei should be said every Shmon Esrei. We don't possibly like the Baal Amor, we only say it by Musaf. But if you look, for example, in Maseches Brachas, the Gemara Brachas says, "How do you know?" The Gemara there has a question. How do you know there's something called a 7 Brachas Shmon Esrei that we say on Yontif? How do you know there's a 19 Brachas Shmon Esrei or 18 that we say on weekday? How do you know there's a 9 Brachas Shmon Esrei that we say on Rosh Hashanah? It doesn't say Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. Sounds like Rosh Hashanah either way, but we say it on Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara says, "Say before me this special bracha, these special brachos of Malchios, Zechronos, and Shofros. Why Malchios?" Malchios, so that we are Mamlech Hashem, we accept Him as our King. Zichronos, Kadesha Yale, Zichronos Echem, Lefana Latova. Zichronos, said I remember you properly. Ubameh, the shofar. The shofar is the vehicle, it sounds like from the Gemara, that helps the Malchios and the Zichronos. Ubameh, how do we do Malchios properly? How do we do Zichronos properly? We do it through the shofar. The power of the shofar. Amar Biavo, Lamatokan Bashar Shalaya, why do we use a shofar of Dafka Ram? Amar Kodesh Baruchu, Tiku Bafanai Bashofar Shalayo, blow the shofar of an aisle in front of me, Kadesha Eskar Lachem Akedas Yitzchak Ben Avraham, so that I remember Akedas Yitzchak. Interesting, the Gemara says Akedas Yitzchak Ben Avraham. We don't know who Yitzchak was. How many Yitzchaks were there? We're invoking both the schus of Yitzchak and the schus of Avraham. Akedas Yitzchak Ben Avraham. Remember, it was the ten nisyonos of Avraham. Even though it was Akedas Yitzchak. So the Gemara has both. And I consider it as if you, Bnei Yisrael, bound yourself and were okayed yourself in front of me. So there's something about the shofar. Let's try to delve into the secret of those sounds that we hear on Rosh Hashanah, the sound of the shofar. If you look in the Pesukim in Parshas Bahaloscha in source number 2, V'chisavo milchama ba'artzachem, when you're in a state of war, Rachman al-Islan, al-Asara Sawer Islam, we're fighting our enemies. What are we supposed to do in war? Vahare Osem Bachatzotros. Blow shofar. Viniskartim Lefne Hashem Alokechem, and you will be remembered in front of Hashem. Vinoshatim Yaydechem, and you'll be saved. So, how does shofar help in war? No, does shofar scare off our enemies? Right? It says shofar, trumpet, shofar just make loud noises? What are we playing shofar for in the middle of the war? We don't shake a lulav in the middle of the war. We don't go out to war with our lulav and esrogs. And yet, the shofar, which also happens to be a mitzvah, a blowing shofar, also appears here when we're going out to war, we're still to blow the shofar. What does it have to do with war and why at times of distress? Another question. Gemara that many are familiar with. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chavav, source number 3. The Mishnah says, one can use a shofar of any animal except for one. Kol ha-shofaros ksherim chutz mishel para. Any shofar of any animal is kosher, any horn, except for that of a cow. Can't use the shofar of a cow. Why? Two reasons. One in the Gemara and one in the Mishnah. What does the Mishnah say? Mipnei shehu keren. So the Mishnah quotes a reason, because that's not called a shofar. That's called a keren. We translate both of them as horns, but in Hebrew, the Mishnah says that's a keren, not a shofar. That can't be what the Torah means, that you're supposed to blow a shofar. Okay, that's one reason. The Gemara, though, gives a little more deeper reason. So the Gemara says, Ula Amar, middle of line 6, after the Gemara discusses, any more chorus? Says the Gemara in the middle of line 6, Ula Amar, Hainu Taimid Rabbanan. This is the reason the Rabbanan say that you're not allowed to use a shofar of a para. Kid the Rav Chizda, the Yom Rav Chizda, Rav Chizda says, Mipnei ma in Kohen Gadol nichnas bebig day zahav l'fayv l'fim la'avod avoda. Why doesn't the Kohen Gadol wear the big day zahav in the Kodesh Kadashim? We know the Kohen Gadol a number of times. He goes to the mikvah, he washes his hands, he goes to the mikvah 10 different times, 5 and 10. He changes his clothes 10 times on Yom Kippur. He goes to the mikvah 5 times, back and forth and back and forth. Big day love, big day zahav, big day zahav, big day love on back and forth. How do you keep track? When is he wearing the big day zahav? When is he wearing the big day lavan? Big day lavan means the 4 white begadim that he shares with the other kohanim. The big day zahav are the extra 4 that he has, special to him, that only he has. That sits on his foreheads, and the choshen, and the ephod, and the me'il. Right? The special begadim, the big day zahav, some of them being gold. Right? The me'il is totally tchelis. So that's how it's easy to remember. Whenever he goes into the Kodesh Kodashim, he's allowed to wear the big day lavan. He cannot wear his special golden begadim. When he's outside, he's normally acting like the Kohen Gadol always acts. He's wearing all 8 of the begadim, called the big day zahav. So ask the Gemara, ask Ula, why the Kohen Gadol? He can't wear the big day zahav into the Kodesh Kodashim. That's like this is his pride and joy, the tzitz, Kodesh Lashem. This is how he's supposed to look. Why does he take it off before he goes in? Says Rav Chizda, Lefi She'ein Kategar Nase Sanegar. A prosecuting attorney cannot be a defendant. Cannot be a defense attorney. Meaning, gold reminds HaKadosh Baruch Hu of the Egel HaZahav. And we don't want to remind Hashem of the Egel HaZahav on Yom Kippur during the Avodah in the Kodesh Kodashim. So you know what? We leave the gold outside. Let him wear the big day lavan. Ein Kategar Nase Sanegar. Says the Gemara, Velo? Is that really true? That principle applies? The Ha'ika Dampar. What do you think the Kohen Gadol is carrying into the Kodesh Kadashim when he goes in? He has the blood of a cow. A cow and a seer. One of the blood of a cow. So, all right, blood of a cow. Isn't that going to remind? Cow, egel azov. So, says the Gemara, no. Hove ishtani, ishtani. Ah, it's not a cow anymore. Now it's blood. Once it's changed, it's changed. So, blood of a cow does not have the same status. So, egel azov. Zov, though, is a problem. I, v'ika, aron, v'kaporis, v'kruv. What's in the Kodesh Kadashim? It's all gold. Right, you have the Aron there, you have the Tamar's daf. Anybody here do daf yomi? The machlokas on Tamar's daf between Tosfos and the Rambam. Was the Aron on the east side of the Kodesh Kadashim or on the west side of the Kodesh Kadashim? Interesting machlokas. You see, was it on the eastern side, the west side? And the Achronim asked on both of them, there are Gemaras that say it was in the middle. Right, so either way, it was somewhere in the Kodesh Kadashim. But the Aron was gold, and the Kruvim were gold, and the Kaporas, the cover was gold. What, in Kategor Nasa Seneger? No gold in the Kodesh Kodashim. Yes, there was. There was plenty of gold in the Kodesh Kodashim. Says the Gemara, no. Chote bal yakriv kamrinan. No, you can't, we can't, as people who violated, we did the Egel, we can't use gold in our avodah to come close to Hashem. If there's a stationary item there, that's okay. We just can't come close to Hashem with gold. Bal yakriv kamrinan. Next, v'yoika kavu machta. I. What about the spoon? The spoon that's going in. Doesn't he use the spoon? The shovel that's also made out of gold and that he's using in the avoda. Chote bal yisnaya kamrinan. Nah, that's the shovel. Come on, that's not his clothes where he's trying to look beautiful and glorify himself. That's more functional than making it beautiful. So that's not a problem either. We're almost at our point. I. V'ha'ika big de zahav mi bachutz. If Ein Kategor Nasa Seneger is such an issue, and you're worried, so then why could he ever wear, or especially on Yom Kippur, why could he wear his Big Day Zav even outside? The whole day, he shouldn't be able to wear his Big Day Zav. We don't want to remind Hashem of the Egel at all. Says the Gemara, Mi Bifnim Kamrinan. No. Kodesh Kadashim has a higher standard. Kodesh Kadashim, we don't play games. Ein Kategor Nasa Seneger applies in the Kodesh Kadashim. Outside, okay. More flexibility outside. In the Kodesh Kadashim, no gold. Finally, we had this whole conversation start. Shofar nami mi bachutzu. We're blowing shofar in shul. We're not blowing shofar in the Kodesh Kadashim. So finally, we came to a maskana. Ein Kategor Nasa Neger is only a problem within the Kodesh Kadashim. So why a shofar a problem? I should be able to use a shofar of a cow. I'm not blowing shofar in the Kodesh Kadashim. Answers the Gemara. Kivan delizi karonhu kibifnim dami. Crucial line. Since shofar reminds Hashem of us, it's as if it's in the Kodesh Kodashim. Kibifnim dami. And again, the shaila is, what does that mean? It reminds Hashem of us. When Hashem only thinks of us in the Kodesh Kodashim, what exactly does that mean? What is the connection between shofar and the Kodesh Kadashim, that the same standards of halacha apply to shofar and everything else only in the Kodesh Kadashim? So what does it have to do with war? What does it have to do with kibifnim dami? Furthermore, why do we blow shofar during Shmona Esrei? We know there's a takana, probably Durabanan, according to most. There are hints to this, though, in Rashi, that it might be a Kiyam Daraisa, of Tkios al Seder HaBrachos. We blow shofar in conjunction with Shmona Esrei. Nusach Sfard, most of our other shuls do it in the silent Shmona Esrei and in Chazaras HaShatz, but at least everybody does it, at least during Chazaras HaShatz. After Malchias, after Zechronos and Shofars, we blow shofar. We never do mitzvos during Shmona Esrei. We're not allowed to do mitzvos during Shmona Esrei. We don't shake a lulav during Shmona Esrei. Okay, during Hallel, Nanuim, it's not as high of a standard. We don't eat matzah during Shmona Esrei. We don't do any other mitzvah that takes our mind off of tefillah. We're not allowed to hold anything during Shmona Esrei. We can't hold the Sefer Torah. Right, why do we return the Sefer Torah before we, I mean, just as an example, before we lay in the Megillah? Right, we return the Sefer Torah to the Aron and then we lay in the Megillah. Because we don't want, the post comes safe, we don't want somebody to have to hold the Sefer Torah and concentrate on the Megillah. You can't concentrate. So what, we're blowing shofar, which takes concentration, and in the middle of Shmona Esrei? So how is it allowed? How is it allowed? No other mitzvah is allowed during Shmona Esrei. And finally, similar question to what we asked, but one other question, and then we get to the main idea. Psukim in Sefer Yehoshua, source number 4. Psukim describe the war and the lead up to the downfall of Jericho, first city that Bnei Yisrael conquered in an amazing fashion in after they crossed the Yarden. So the Pesukim describe the Sabosim Esair Kol Anshei Melchama. Yeshua ben Nun gives the instructions to Klal Yisrael. What are you going to do? You're going to go around the city for 6 days. 6 days, encircle the city. The city that had walls that nobody even knew where the doors were. It was such an enclosed city. The Shiva Kohanim Yisu Shiva Shofaros. Hayovim Lepnei Aaron. And as you go around, the Kohanim should be holding shofars. Will be on my Shvi on the seventh day. Hey Sebu Tasibu Asir Sheva Pamim. On the seventh day, go around 7 times. This is why, by the way, some shuls have a minug on Hoshana Rabbah. Between the Hoshanas, they blow shofar. Some shuls do that. Right? The Zecha to Yericho, that after they have shofars in their hands. Bakonim is Kubi Shofaros. Vayabim Shof, Karen Ayovel. And when you blow the shofar, Kashamachas call a shofar, Yerios Amshua Gadola. On the seventh day, I'm going to give the signal. The Kohanim are going to blow the shofar. Everybody starts screaming, and the walls of Jericho are going to sink into the ground. And that's what happened. They carried the shofars. Seventh day, they got up early in the morning. They went around 7 times. The Pesukim continue. Pasuk Tezayin. Taku Hakonim b'shofaros. Right, shofar plays a major role in the downfall of Jericho. They took it with them. It's even. I don't know if I gave you that pasuk. Even there's a bir halacha in Hilcha Shofar that says there's a minhag of the bali tokeya to have the shofar on the right side of their mouth. Right side of their mouth. It's a minhag. So the bir halacha quotes Rav Meir Simcha. Shemati b'shem Rav Meir Simcha. The Meshul Chachma. Good. I heard b'shem Amro that a remez to the fact that he put it on the right side is a pasuk right here. I don't think I gave it to you, but that it comes out of they were holding it in their right hands and the lapidim were in the left hands. But shofar plays a major role in the downfall of Jericho. And again, we may ask, why shofar? What are they holding the shofar for? It's similar to the other question. They were fighting a war. There wasn't a war here, really. It was surrounding a city. They were trying to defeat an enemy. But what does shofar have to do with Jericho? So again, number one, what exactly does shofar have to do with war? That was from the Pesukim in Bahalosla. Times of distress. Number two, why is shofar like the Kodesh Kadashim? Like in the Kodesh Kadashim. Number three, why do we blow shofar during Shmon Esrei? We don't do any other mitzvah during Shmon Esrei. And number four, what did the walls of Jericho have to do? Why did they fall down dafke after we blew shofar? Seder of Salvechik, among other achronim. A number of the points that we're going to have is from the Rav. Shofar is not a regular Maisa HaMitzvah like Lulav or like Megillah or like any other Maisa HaMitzvah. It is a Maisa Mitzvah. But there are many, many rayas, we're going to mention a couple more, that shofar is a form of tefillah. Shofar is a form of prayer. It's a tefillah without words. And in the second half of the shiur, we're going to talk about why do we have to daven without words on Rosh Hashanah. The Hashkafic part of it. But first, let's prove the point. It's a tefillah without words. Says the Lashon of the Shmona Esrei that we say in Musaf on Rosh Hashanah, Source 5. Ki atah shomea kol shofar. Hashem hears the sound of the shofar. Umaazin teruah. And listens to the teruah. Listens. He listened when he heard already. What's he listening for? Sounds like somebody's talking. You hear him. But we're not listening to the content. Even more explicit, in Areshes Vaseinu, Mavin Umazin, Mabidumashiv, Mavin, he understands our shofar. You don't understand Lulav. You understand shofar. Because shofar is a form of tefillah. We blow shofar during Shmon Esrei. Because shofar is a form of tefillah, so it's perfectly suited to blow during Shmon Esrei. No other Maisa Mitzvah, so to speak, can be done and is appropriate for Shmon Esrei. That's why war, we know davening, Tefillah Beis Sara. We know the Rambam says at least Tefillah Beis Sara. Everybody agrees Tefillah Beis Sara is Daraisa. Even the Ramban. So davening Beis Sara, this is a form of davening. A form of davening, a davening without words. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chafav tells us, what shape does the shofar have to take? The Mishnah says, Shofar, 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 pashut, upimit, supe, zahav. The Mishnah talks about what shofar we use on Yom Kippur, what shofar we use Yom Kippur of Yovel, when we have to blow the shofar, what shofar do we use on Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara there says, line 5, Amar Rabbi Levi, mitzvah shal Rosh Hashanah v'shal Yom Kippur in Bikfufin. It's a mitzvah to use bent shofars. V'shal Kosh Hashanah pshutin. The rest of the year, pshutin. Why? Why does the shofar have to be bent? Then there's another opinion there that it does not have to be bent. What's the machlokas about? It says the Gemara beautifully, but my kamifugi, where it's underlined, the shape of the shofar has to mirror the shape of the individual when he's davening. That's the machlokas, according to both opinions, whether a shofar should be straight or a shofar should be bent. But my kamifligi, says the Gemara, Mar Savar, one holds be Rosh Hashanah on Rosh Hashanah, Kamid Dikayif Inish Daite Tfei Mali. The more I'm bent over, physically and in my mind, I bend myself in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's better. Tfei Mali. That's better. And that's why the shofar has to bend, because it mirrors my state. It mirrors my posture. When I'm davening, when I'm facing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ubi Yom HaKippurim, kama depashin in his tait tfei mali. I have to be more straight and straight up to Hashem on Yom Kippur. That's why Yom Kippur, the shofar of on Yom Kippur of Yovel, has to be straight. Umar Sarva, the opposite, but it's the same root. It's all about mirroring our position in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Umar Savar, Rosh Hashanah, Kamat Apashin Inish Daiti Tfei Mali. On Rosh Hashanah, it's better to be straight, focused on God. Ubatainios, Kamat Akayiv Inish Daiti Tfei Mali. When we both shofar on fast days. But either way, what's the root issue in the Gemara? The shape of a shofar mirrors our posture in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A form of tefillah. The same, you can look at even Rashi says it explicitly. Kamat, the source 7. Kamat Akayiv Inish Bitfiloso. What's our posture during davening? Panav kvushim la'aretz tfei'adif, when we're bent down. Mishum v'hayu einai v'libi sham. My eyes and my heart are there. Hilkach v'rosh Hashanah dilitfila. U'lahaskir akedas yitzchak ba be'inan kefufin. Because shofar is a form of prayer, Rashi says it basically explicitly, and is to be mazkir, to mention akedas yitzchak, it has to be bent, just like we are supposed to be bent. Rashi doesn't say it, but Rashi might be alluding to a Gemara in Yevamos who uses those same exact psukim to describe davening, to describe tefillah. Says the Gemara in Yevamos, Daf Kufhei, source number 8. Der Chiyav Reb Shimon bar Rabbi Aviasti, they were sitting. Pasachad Minai, one of them got opened up the Yamar and said, Ha Mispala Sarashi Dinei Avamata. A person has to look down when they daven. He has to feel himself low. Shenemar, Rashi's Pasuk, Vayu Einai V'libisham Kalayamim. V'chad Amar Einai V'mala. The other one says, no, the person's got to look up to God. Look down or look up. Two positions. Shenemar Nisal V'aveinu Al Kapayim. We have to lift up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What do we paskin? So, L'mayis the Gemara ends off. What we say in Shulchan Aruch, you have to have a little of both. Hamas Palo, second to last line, Tzorach Shitin Einav Lamata, Velibo Lamala. Our eyes have to be down, but our heart has to be up. But again, we see the same psukim used for tefillah are used to describe the shape of the shofar. There's a diak that the Rav had in a Rambam. The question is where to put the comma. The first Rambam in Hilchas Tainios. Next page in source number 9. First Rambam in Hilchas Tainios. Says the Rambam, Mitzvah Aseh Min HaTorah Lizok Ulahariya Bachatzotzros Al Kol Tzara Shetavo Al HaTzibur. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa. I'll translate the words. To scream out and to blow with trumpets on any tzara, for any tragedy that befells the tzibur. Shenemar Al Tzara Tzarer Eschem. That's the pasuk we quoted earlier from Baloscha V'Areosam Bachatzotzros. Klomar. In other words, kol davar sheyetzel lachem, anything that is painful for you, kagon, batzores, v'dever, v'arbe, famine, and disease, v'chayotzi behen, za'aku alehen v'ariyu. Scream out to me, and blow shofar. Go back to the first line for a minute. Where do you put the comma? Mitzvah zaseh min haTorah, lizok, ulahariya, b'chatzotzros. So is it... One might have read it as Lizok, comma. Scream out to God, daven to Him, and also Ulari Bachasosros, and blow trumpets.
Blow sounds.
I might have put the comma there. Suggest to the Rav, maybe not. Maybe there's no comma there. Lizo galuya b'chatzotzros is one phrase. To scream out to God and to blow with chatzotzros, because chatzotzros is also a zaka. Lizo b'chatzotzros, because that's also tefillah. We have to dot with words. B'chatzotzros is also. Whenever we're davening, we see chatzotzros. Chatzotzros take a major place in the Beis Hamikdash, right? The shofar and the chatzotzros. But again, the Rambam hints to, again, you can't build a shir based on that diyuk, but with all the other makoros, maybe that's how to read the Rambam as well. The Rambam continues, v'davrezem idarki atshuvahu, this is part of tshuva, to blow shofar, shebizmasha tavut tzara, v'yizaku ala, v'yareyu, once the tzara falls upon me, and I scream out, and I blow, yedu akol, everybody will realize that it's up to them. It's up to ourselves to improve our actions. Okay. Another raya. Says the Rif. Source 10. Our minhag in Shulchan Aruch is by each bracha, Malchi, Zachar, and Shofros, we blow all the sets. We blow Tashrat, we blow Tashat, and we blow Tarat. Just to be safe. That's what the Gemara says. Right, well, what does the Torah say? How many sounds do we have to blow on Rosh Hashanah? How many sounds of shofar do we have to hear on Rosh Hashanah? Minimum. So I hear 10, I hear... So minimum, lemaisa, the minimum is 30. That's lemaisa. That's why if somebody goes to be about to care in a hospital or blowing for the women after davening, they blow 30. But how do you get to 30? And how do we get to 100? Okay, so 30. So give me 30, not 100. How do you get to that? But really, it's less than 30. We just can't do less than 30 nowadays. Why? Because if you look in the Torah says the word shrua three times. Right, three. If you put Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur of Yovel together, the word Shrua is said three times. So we know, and because of Gzeirah Shavah, we know we have to hear Shrua three times. Three. And we have two things. Number one, we have a Mesorah, that whatever the word Shrua means, you have to have a Tekiah before it, which is a straight sound, and a Tekiah after it, which is also a straight sound. That's our Mesorah. So we need Tekiah, Shrua, Tekiah. That we know. So a minimum 9 sounds of the shofar. Fine. The problem is, we don't know what a shrua is. What does shrua mean? Does it mean what we call a shvarim? Does it mean what we call a shrua? Or does it mean what we call a shvarim shrua? We don't know. We don't assume it's shrua shvarim. Why? Because that's not the normal way of crying. Crying is usually you start, true it means crying, you groan, and then you start getting hysterical. You don't like cry hysterically and then start groaning. So shrua shvarim doesn't make sense. So it can't be that one. But it's either a shvarim, or a shrua, or a shvarim shrua. So you know what we do? We don't know what to do! So we got to do all of them. So if you add up the math, we got to do, and you always have to have a tekiah before and after. So you have to do 3 tekiah shvarim tekiahs. You have to do 3 tekiah shrua tekiahs, and you got to do 3 tekiah shvarim shrua tekiahs. So at minimum, that's what we do. We do 3 of each. Add that up, that equals 30. That's why the minimum amount of shofar that we hear is 30. That's why after davening, but for the women, whatever it is, 30. How do we get to 100? So first of all, we have tekiah al seder habrachas. Yeah, in conjunction with Shmoneh Esrei. Right, we blow before Shmoneh Esrei because people might leave. We blow during Shmoneh Esrei because that's the takana. Takana of Tekiyos HaSeder HaBrachas. So, by the end of Shmoneh Esrei, how many do we have? Well, it depends if you did it in the quiet Shmoneh Esrei or not. So we either have 60 or 90. Either 60 or 90 by the end of Shmoneh Esrei. So then we round up to 100. Okay, not for now, because the mother of Sisera cried 100 times. Millions of shatim given for why we remember the mother of a non-Jewish general who wanted to kill us on Rosh Hashanah. But we round up to 100. But with all that as background, so we by each bracha, after Malchus, after Zechariah gets the shofar, we blow one of each. Tashrat, Tashat, Tarat. That's what we do. But the Rif did not paskin that way. The Rif paskins, you blow Tashrat by Malchus, you blow Tashat by Zechronos, and you blow Tarat by Shofaris. One of each. That's where it's underlined in Source 10. Lefichach, Chos Mitok and Alseder Abrachas, Tashrat Pamachas, the Tashat Pamachas, the Tarat Pamachas. Just one of each. The Shaila is, if this is a Maisa Mitzvah that we have to do, like I just described it, Right? It's a ma'isa mitzvah of tkiyas shofar. We're not... So how can you blow? You have to do a ma'isa mitzvah by each of the brachas. By machias, by zechronos, by shofars. So how is it possible that we can do different things by each of the brachas? Okay, we don't, l'maisa. But the Rif paskins that you could blow different sounds by each of the brachas. So how does he allow that? Explains the Malchamas. The Ramban. Not that the Ramban agreed. The Ramban writes fascinatingly in his Hakdamah to the Malchamas in Brachas. The Malchamas says, I am out to defend the covet of the Rif. The Baal Amor attacks him. The Ravid attacks him. I'm out to defend the covet of the Rif. And many times, said the Ramban, it could be that I disagree with the Rif. I argue with him, but you know what? I got to defend him. I got to explain his shita, even if I don't agree with him. So you don't know every time whether Ramban is defending because he agrees, or he's defending just to defend. Says the Ramban in the Machamas, explaining the Rif. Little small. You know what you see from this shita of the Rif? Dekivan she'en yachid v'yachid chayiv b'tkiyas utruos ela chovas brachos hu shemasriyin bahen. The tekiyos are chovas brachos. Dai lohem bitekiya kol shehu. So it's enough to have any blowing because it's not a maisa mitzvah in the normal sense. It's a chovas brachos. Kidei sheyis'ale tfilasenu b'shofar. So that we daven along with the shofar. So don't worry that it's not all exactly the same. Just do one of each. What's the Ramban driving at? Just do something! If it was a ma'isa mitzvah in the normal sense, you got to do the same thing each time. If it's tefillah, there are different forms of tefillah. There are different times. There are different types of tefillah. Different cryings during tefillah. It's more flexible. It goes along with the tefillah. So it doesn't really matter. More flexibility because it's chovas habrachos. It's connected to the brachas and the tefillah. It's not just the ma'isa ha-mitzvah. So again, just to review the proofs that we've had so far, right? Blow it during war, and the lashon of maven in davening, and the shape of the shofar, and the Rambam at the beginning of the Chastainis, and the Rif. One more. And then we'll answer the original question, and we'll get to the second half. One more. It's a major discussion in the sheets of the Rambam, in many different places, whether the Rambam paskins mitzvos srichos kavana, or mitzvos ain't srichos kavana. In other words, everybody agrees that you should try to do a mitzvah with kavana. Everybody agrees that lachad chila. But what if I didn't? Am I yotzei or not? That's a machlokas tanoim, that's a machlokas amoroim, and that's a machlokas rishonim. It goes all the way throughout. We don't even know what the pasuk in Shulchan Aruch. So in Shulchan Aruch, we have a split. Right? And the Magen Avraham explains it. D'oraisas were machmir, d'rabbanas were mekel. So it's a machlokas throughout. What does the Rambam hold? So it's very difficult to pin down what exactly the Rambam holds. If you look in Hilchas Matzah, and Hilchas Purim, and Hilchas right here, and in Hilchas Shofar, says the Rambam here, source 12, Hamisazeh b'tekiyah shofar l'islamed, lo yafti dechavaso. If I'm just practicing shofar to not to within without in mind, and I'm practicing on Rosh Hashanah, right? And I don't have in mind to do my mitzvah. I'm not yotzei. V'chein hashamayim nemesasik lo yotzei. And even if I hear from someone who's just practicing lo yotzei, niskavi shamela says dechavaso v'niskavi tokelo siyo. If you only have one side that has kavana, then only the one who has kavana is yotzei. What did the Rambam say here? Mitzvah srichas kavana. So again, many ask. You look in other Rambams. I didn't give it to you, but other Rambams, it ain't srichas kavana. So maybe, again, it doesn't answer all the Rambams, but it could be that shofar has an added element. Shofar has the element of tefillah. And by tefillah, kavana is ma'akev. Certain parts of tefillah, but it could very well be that by the shofar tefillah, kavana is ma'akev because of its tefillah element. Again, you got to work this out with the other Rambams, but that could be pshat in the Rambam and Hilchas Shofar. Finally, back to the original question that we had. What does the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah mean on Daf Chavav that Rosh Shofar has the same standards of Ayin Kateger Naza Saneger? Why? Kilif Nim Dami? It's like you're in the Kodesh Kadashim. What do you mean you're in the Kodesh Kadashim? What do we think about when we daven? Which way do we daven? What are we supposed to think about? What if we don't know which direction we're supposed to daven in? So we close our eyes, and what does the Gemara say? We're supposed to imagine, as all tefillahs go through, as if we're in the Kodesh Kadashim. Right? If we're outside of Eretz Yisrael, we daven towards Eretz Yisrael, and we daven towards Yerushalayim, and we daven towards Makom HaMikdash, and we daven towards the Kodesh Kadashim! Tefillah goes through the Kodesh Kadashim! That's what tefillah is all about. It goes through there, up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Alright, the Rambam says in Source 13, he says, that's where, he says, we're Omi Lefnei HaShechina, that has to do with the Kavana for the earlier Rambam, but that's what davening is all about. Kivan to Lezikaron Hu, since it's Lezikaron, since it's a form of tefillah, Kibifnim Dami. It has the same status. Has the same status as our davening, which also goes through the Kodesh Kadash. Shofar and the Kohen Gadol going in on Yom Kippur with the big day Zav. Ein kategor nasa sanegor. This was all the halacha. Shofar is a form of field. So now let's get into the second part, which deals with, so why do we have this form of tefillah today? On the first day of the year, we make it our business to daven with words and daven without words. Why is it so important to make this, take this action on Rosh Hashanah? What is its deep message? And what should we be thinking about during the tekiyas? And we know the Rav Sadigon, I think the art school Machzor has it on the page before the tekiyas, has 10 symbols of the shofar. Shofar of the Akedah, shofar of Matan Torah, shofar of Mashiach. Anytime it says appear shofar, 10, Sadigon quotes 10 zechronos. But let's talk about our issue. The fact that shofar is a tefillah without words. So what does that mean for us? So three ideas. Before the first idea, just one medrash. One medrash explained by the Brisker Rav, and the Ramban. The Rinas Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak Saratskin, quotes in one of his Svarim in Source 14. He quotes that the Pasuk in Balak says, Lo hibit aven b'Yaakov, on line 2, Source 14, Hashem elokav imo usruas melech bo. Bilam says, he talks about shruas melech bo. Those Jews, they have the true of the king. What's he referring to? The Ramban there in Balak says Bilam is focusing on the shofar of Rosh Hashanah. Upirish Ramban usruas lashin shruas shel shofar. Bilam's picking up on the shofar of Rosh Hashanah. Vitzarech biur asks the Brisker Rav, Ma matza Bilam arasha b'mitzvah shofar yosem yishar mitzvah sheis liyisrael. Why do you pick on shofar? And there's 613 mitzvahs. Okay, you only want to do the assays? There are 248. Why did he pick on one of the two that non-Jews can't do? Shabbos and Torah. You got to pick on shofar. So many other mitzvahs that are defining. Why did he pick on shofar? Ubir marana grizal de b'shofar nechlal inyan tfila v'za'aka. Shofar has a secret element to it. Shofar is a tefillah without words. V'zeu geder mitzvah. That's the mitzvah of shofar. And he quotes our pasuk in Parshas Va'alotcha. Al atzaros arer eschem v'arayosem v'chatzotzros. And he quotes the Rambam in Hilchos Tainis. And that's what he quotes the Maven, Umazin. So it's a form of tefillah. Says on the left side now, top left, Ulafiza Nira, Sha'af al-Gav, the Gabay Akum, Gamkin Shaykhin in tefillah. Even though non-Jews also daven, right? What do we say? What do we say every night during Slichas? Or every morning? Ki Basi Beis Tefillah Yikare V'chol Ha'amim. The Beis HaMikdash is, anybody can daven. Beis HaMikdash is for anybody to daven too. Parenthetically, Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva about non-Jews davening. Do they have to daven? The non-Jews have to daven? So Rav Moshe has a tshuva, it's not for now, but he says that they don't have to daven. Except Beis Tzara. If they're going through Tzaras, then they have to daven. Why? It's not one of the Sheva Mitzvahs Bei Noach. Says Rav Moshe, yes it is. It's Anochi Hashem Elokech. When there's a Tzara that happens, and I don't turn to God during the Tzaras, that means that I think that things just happen in life. And it's not, you know, this coincidence. Oh, what a terrible thing. If I don't turn to God Bei Tzara, that's a reflection of a lack of Anochi Hashem Elokech. So it is one of the Sheva Mitzvahs. That's Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe has a tshuva about non-Jews davening. So Lefiza Nira, they can daven, Mikomakom Inyan Tefillah Shofar Ein Lahem. They don't have the secret of the Tefillah of Shofar. V'zeo dechsib usruas melech bo. That's what Bilam was praising the Jews. And he's like, whoa, we have prayer, but we don't have your kind of prayer. We don't have the prayer without words. And that's what Bilam was mekane about. He was jealous about it. So again, we ask the question, what is it? What is it about shofar? Why do we daven without words on this day? Three ideas. The first one is Kabbalistic. Shem Yishmuel. And the second two are two thoughts from the Rav in two different places that we'll mention. First from the Shem Yishmuel. Source 15. Vihine. Tfila hi hamoshachas shefa milamala kimahuta kenam shachasa. Tfila is something that we send up to heaven, and the tfila is powerful enough to bring down shefa from heaven. Hainu, tahadibur shel tefila yotze mipnimius halev umislabesh behemotzos hapeh. Normal tefila, normal prayer. It's ruchani, it's from our kishkes, it's from inside, but it takes the form of something physical. Because tefila is words. So it has to do with our mouth and our lips and our teeth. It has to do with the physical. It's spiritual inherently, but it has a physical garb to it, says the Shem Yishmuel. Uprimius alevi b'kema ruchnius. It's all ruchani inside. Acha ruchani mislabish be'motzos hapeh, but the ruchnius is covered and clothed by the parts of the mouth. Shehu gashmi mamish. V'ruchni b'levush gashmi. Regular prayer is ruchnius, surrounded and clothed and garbed by gashmius. And therefore, because it's tefillah with words, our normal prayer is clothed with gashmius, with physicality, so it can only go so far in heaven. It can only reach certain levels in Shamayim because there's a physical nature to it. There's something gashmi about it. Aval line 8, Ein bekocha lahamshech milamala ruchani v'li levosh gashmi yosem imahut ha'atzmus. It can't go further. But shofar, let me just add in one thought that he says elsewhere, that is not here. Shofar, remember I mentioned at the beginning, is the day that Adam Rishon was created. Adam was created on Yom Rishon, that's why you go backwards, Chaf Ha'el was Bria Sa'olam. Rosh Hashanah was the day, Hayom HaRasolam, was the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu breathed into Adam HaRishon and Nishmas Chaim. He breathed into him a neshama, into his nostrils. Says the Shem Yishmuel, so to speak, on Rosh Hashanah, we blow back out. We send it back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This total ruchani mahus that we have. Ach shofar hu hevel hayotzi mipnimius halev bilti nislabish be'motzos. Shofar, you're right. I want to speak to Baal Tzokei okay about this. Yes, the tongue and the mouth is involved in the sound of the shofar. Yeah, that's true. You have to use that to make the shofar come out well. But inherently, it's really the kishkes. It's just right. It's just the real nature of the sound. It's just the inside, the blowing. It's all ruchnius. Ooh, kliya shofar inenu me'atzam hakol. The sound of the shofar, the physical shofar, is just the surrounding. Ve'enenu mis'achinim hevel halev kamo shehi motzos hapeh. It's not like speech. And therefore, going to the next column, third line, Al Kain, Yesh Bekocho Nami Lahamshich Melamala Hashpa Ruchanis, Bilti Mislabeshes Bagashmias. So it could reach that much farther in heaven. Because it's all Ruchani. Kadosh Baruch Hu blew it into us, now we're blowing it back out to Him. Capital H. On Rosh Hashanah. Again, a Kabbalistic idea, but it represents the connection, the deep connection that we feel towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu on this day, totally spiritual. It goes, as we said, kilifnim dami. Kilifnim dami. Second idea, this one is from Yemezi Karon in Source 16, where the Rav writes as follows. Talking about shofar. The fifth line or so. V'chimau kol shofar im lo zakata adam lo dibrim lo milim. What's shofar? It's a prayer without words. Zui zakaso hamisparetzes haspontaneous shabal chaim shari b'yisurin. It's a spontaneous screaming out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'tfila zaka zu lo amilim v'adiburim bo ikar. This is relating first to the Shem Yishmuel type of idea. It's not the content of the words that is the ikar. Ela kochos han genicha shel ha-shofer habamu mispartsim behakarich achar tfilas shem refinu. It's the just screaming out to God after we finish using our words. Why? We said malchis already. What are we still blowing shofar for? We said everything. We said zachronos. What are we still davening for? V'hasibahi, says the Rav, an idea he writes many places. Kishemisayim adavar es diburi tfilaso. After I finish davening, hu maschil lahavin, only then I start understanding shebetfiloso lo hispik lomar afilu mashahu mimasha rotza lomar. Only when I finish davening do I realize that I really didn't even start doing and saying what I should have been saying. Only when I realize, I start davening, I'm like, there's no end to it. I can't finish. It's impossible to finish asking, to finish praising, to finish thanking. It's impossible to do by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Baal Amar once said, Rabbeinu Yehuda quotes this at the end of Pirkei Avos, the Baal Amar once said, Lo yadati she yadati, ad she yadati she lo yadati. That's a mouthful. Lo yadati she yadati, I didn't realize that I know anything, ad she yadati she lo yadati, until I realized that there's so much I don't know. When we realize that there's so much more, that's already a ma'ilah. Lo yadati she yadati, ad she yadati she lo yadati. Baal Amar, it's at the end of Pirkei Avos in Rabbeinu Yehuda. So says the Rav, we can never be finished davening. That's why symbolically, he writes elsewhere, we say Adon Olam and Yigdal at the end of davening. Why do we say Adon Olam at the end before we go to sleep? Because we're basically telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know what? It's like we have to start again. I know we finished, but it's like we're starting again. Because, well, we're going to leave Shul. We finished davening. We finished. I finished, God. I finished talking to you. We finished. Nothing else more to ask for. Finished! No, we say Adon Olam again before we go out. There's a symbol. God, we can't finish. It's as if we have to start again. It's as if. On Rosh Hashanah, we can't not daven everything. It's the day that everything's decided. It's the day that we don't want to leave anything out. Do you know what the shofar is? The shofar is like a dot, dot, dot. We say Malchus, and we blow the shofar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we can't finish. You finish for us. We can't finish. We'll blow the shofar without words, so you finish. You finish. That's what the shofar is. We can't use words. Right, like the Gemara says in Brachas. Did I give it to you? Maybe the Rav quotes it. Maybe I didn't give it to you. The Gemara says in Brachas, on Daf Lama Gimel, where there was a certain person in the time of the Amoran that went to Davin, I forgot in front of which Amor it was, and he started Davin Shmon Esrei. And he says, okay, I got to the Gibra Anora, ha'aziz, ha'amazing, ha'awesome, wonderful. So he's adding in all these shvachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I forgot which Amor it was, he waits till he finishes, and he goes over to him, he says, oh, you finished? See, Atinu Lekuli Shivchei Demarech, you finished? In other words, you can never finish. Because we can't finish, we can only say what our Nevi'im told us to say. Hakel, Hagad, Lagir, Vanor. Period. Can't add anything on. Because once you add on, then you're basically saying, oh, you can try to get there? You can't get there. So on Rosh Hashanah, we don't take any chances. We dive in, but then we say dot, dot, dot. And the third idea. Third and final idea. Also from the Rav. Again, this is said, though, by other Achronim as well that I've seen it. I give it to you from the Rav in the Masorah, Surah 17. Many times we daven, and we think we know what we're davening for. We think, this is what we want. If I don't get this job, forget it. I need this job for my life. Right? I need to get into this yeshiva. If I don't go to this yeshiva, forget it. My life. You know, I need to do this. I need to do that. I need everything. We think we daven so hard for something. And then 3 years later, we realize how wrong we were. We daven so hard for something, and we realize that thank God, I ended on listen. So many times it could be that we're davening for the wrong things. So we have to do our best. We try generally to daven because we think we know what we're davening for. Says the Rav in Surah 17. Again, obviously this is Rav Shachter and Rabbi Ganek putting together the Masorahs in Surah 17. Ve'ein adam yachol lahakiris matzavo nachon. We don't really know exactly our situation. Bichdei leida be'emes bar malo v'akesh. Do we really know exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's best for us? Ki arvi pa'amim. We think this shidduch, this parnasa is the best. And it's just the opposite. Just the opposite. That's what we say in Shmon Esrei. Usakabel. Hashem accept. We don't say skabel tefilah seinu. What do we say? Usakabel berachamim uveratzon as tefilah seinu. Accept that tefilah berachamim. Meaning, if it's not berachamim for me, don't accept it. Usakabel berachamim as tefilah seinu. On Rosh Hashanah, we can't take chances. On Rosh Hashanah, the first day of the year, everything is nigzar. We can't take chances. You know what we do? We daven everything we think we're supposed to daven. But then we blow shofar. You know what the shofar is? God, you fill in the blank. Second shot was dot, dot, dot. You finish for us. This is different. This is, Hashem, you fill in the blank. You know what's best for us. You know what's best for us. I'm not going to read it, lack of time, but the Ksav Sofer writes in Source 18, also Parshas Naso. The Ksav Sofer says there's a medrash there, where we talk on Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, we don't want the brachas from the Kohanim, we want the brachas from you. The Ksav Sofer explains the medrash, because the brachas of a person can be fallible. Right? They might be mistaken. Nobody knows if they're true. Nobody knows what's really best for us. We got a bracha from a tzaddik. Yeah, this shidduch should work. This parnasa. We don't know. Kadosh Baruch Hu, we want your brachos. Because you ultimately know what is true. He even says, beautiful pshat. The Mishnah Pirkei Avos is on the top of the last page. Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, Al tas tasa kvidoscha keva. Don't make your tefillah set. El rachamim v'sachanunim. L'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Don't make your tefillah set. So generally we take that to mean, don't daven by rote. Have kavana. So he said, no, al tas kvidoscha keva. Don't make it keva. Don't make it set. Hashem, I need this specific thing. Don't set your tefillah. Because sometimes it's not for your going good. Right? You should dive and say, I think Hashem, this is what I want, so please give it. But, you know, barachamim uvaratzon. At the end of the day, Hashem, you know what's best for me. So you have to do what's best for me. Rav Soloveitchik says, unbelievably, Rav Schechter quotes this in Mimpini Arav, in the last source. It's scary. He says, V'hosif, third to last line, V'hosif Yamar, Shaharbe harbe yispalo, Sheistach lavola America, Shiuchal lihisharbe Europa. The Rav says he davened so hard that he wouldn't have to leave Europe. He wouldn't have to go to America. V'Hashem atov lo kibel tfilo sadelu. Baruch Hashem, Hashem did not accept my tefillah, he writes. Kilo ilo hayanisha chalilu bi Europa. Hayinofa v'sakana sanas. Baruch Hashem, Hashem did not accept my tefillah, says the Rav about his own experiences. But on Rosh Hashanah, we can't take any chances. So on Rosh Hashanah, we stavin. Mach is going to show for us. But then we say, Hashem, you fill in the blank. You really know what's best for Am Yisrael. You know what's best for your people. And this is what Bilam wanted. Bilam was jealous. Bilam says, we don't have such a tefillah. We don't have the secret tefillah going, blowing back the Nishmas Chayim of the Shem Yishmuel. We don't have the secret tefillah that finishes up. Da, 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 you finally finished. We don't have the secret tefillah of filling in the blank. Hashem knows what's best for us. So Bez Hashem, we should, this year, the first day of Rosh Hashanah, we have the schus of listening to Chazal and not blowing shofar, which itself is a separate shir and symbolism of the koach of listening to the Rabbanon is itself a schus for Klal Yisrael, not blowing shofar on the first day. But on the second day, we have two tefillahs. We have the tefillah with words, and we have the tefillah of the shofar. And Bez Hashem, Hashem Kadosh Baruch Hu, should look down on Am Yisrael. He should look, fill in the blanks. He should finish our tefillah. He should accept it. And Bez Hashem, all of Klai Yisrael should be zocheh to a shana, shnas shalom, shnas bracha, shnas simcha, and shnas nachas.